nearly 4 years into the Yemen conflict, an attempt at brokering peace, with the parties meeting in a castle outside the Swedish capital Stockholm since December 6. Expectations have been modest for this first round of talks between Yemen's government and the Houthi rebels, but there has been some progress. The parties are reportedly close to agreement on several issues, including the reopening of Sana'a Airport, easing fighting in the heavily populated cities of Taiz and Hodeidah, as well as a package of economic measures. On Tuesday, an agreement was reached to exchange 15,000 prisoners from both sides by January 20th. Assistant UN Secretary General for Human Rights, Andrew Gilmore, who recently traveled to Yemen, says detention conditions there are unspeakable. He welcomed news of the prisoner exchange.
Important not just in terms of the mitigating the suffering of those people held in terrible conditions of detention, but also as a confidence-building measure that could have a political knock-on effect.
Gilmore met mothers who showed him photos of their boys' tortured bodies.
From what we know of the many reports we've heard, there is no party that holds people in captivity that isn't guilty of some forms of torture.
The fighting between the Saudi-backed government of exiled President Abdu Rabu Mansour Hadi and the Iranian-supported Houthi rebels has devastated Yemen's economy and left more than 12 million people on the brink of famine. The UN has asked donors for $4 billion next year to help alleviate the suffering. Humanitarians classify levels of food insecurity, and the bulk of the country is considered an emergency phase 4 crisis. But UN Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock says there are now 250,000 people at the worst level, phase 5.
We have never before documented people in phase 5. in the food crisis in Yemen. And those people are concentrated overwhelmingly in four districts, Taiz, Sada, Hajar and Hodeidah, which are all districts where the conflict is raging quite intensely.
Only in South Sudan is anyone in phase five, said Lowcock. 25,000 people there fall into this dire category.
So there are 10 times as many people now in Yemen in phase five as in any other place in the world. And we've never had a phase 5 problem in Yemen before.
The United Nations hopes to end this suffering with a permanent ceasefire. The special envoy plans to convene a second round of intra-Yemeni talks early next year in an effort to keep the momentum for peace alive. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.